Thailand has been taking a tense breather from the political turmoil of this spring. Anti-government protesters occupied parts of Bangkok for 10 weeks until government troops cleared them out. But just last week, two bombs went off in the capital, and authorities are gearing up for renewed unrest. The World's Mary Kay Magstad reports.
The Erawan Shrine in the heart of Bangkok is a place where devout Thais come to pray for luck. These performers in glittery costumes sing and dance for a fee to enhance someone's chances. Lottery tickets are on sale nearby, and just outside the gate, fortune tellers sit at small tables, ready to reveal all. Well, not quite all. Suchat Sangsawangsian, a wizened 83-year-old, says he's been doing this work for almost half a century, but even he can't see Thailand's future. From where he sits, though, he can see the streets that turned into a battlefield this spring, and he blames the hero of the anti-government demonstrators.
I think that Thaksin, he was a really bad man, and he cheated with the taxes of the Thai people. I see him as a terrorist, and other of my friends do as well.
Thaksin Shinawat is a billionaire tycoon and the former prime minister. He was ousted 4 years ago in a coup and then convicted on corruption charges. He's chosen exile over prison. Still, he calls himself a champion of democracy, as do the red shirt protesters who support him and held weeks of sometimes violent protests aimed at bringing down the current government. Thaksin would talk to them via satellite on the big screen in messages like this one. Here, he says, he's ready to sacrifice himself and serve again. Shan Bunprakong was a spokesman for the Red Shirts. He says the poor like Thaksin because he helped them when he was prime minister, with loans, cheap health care, and policies that helped reduce poverty.
Mr. Thaksin, just like average Asian politician, which was positive attributes and that's negative, and I like to emphasize the fact that for Thai people for now, I think economic policies has been really crucial to level the income gap between the have-nots and the have.
Which is why, says politics professor Thitinan Pongsudhirak of Chulalongkorn University, the problem is not just going to go away.
Thailand is stuck. You have, on the one hand, the establishment, a lot of people who have been in power with entitlements for the last 5-6 decades. On the other side, you have newly awakened voices and sentiments that have been empowered by democratization, globalization, and so on, and they seem to want a different kind of political order.
But the question is whether Thaksin is the one to give it to them. Thaksin himself showed anti-democratic tendencies while in office, conducting a supposed anti-narcotics trafficking campaign that resulted in 2,500 extrajudicial killings. Critics say he also sought to reduce the independence of the courts and to concentrate power in his own hands for his own profit. Now, they say, Thaksin is using his wealth and connections to try to destabilize Thailand so he can come back. Panitan Watanayagon is a spokesman for the current government. He says Thaksin's red shirt supporters use their own media and websites to stir up anger.
But what we do not allow is radio stations or the media that are circulating hateful messages or calling for example, assassination of the prime minister or calling for the people to arm themselves against the government.
Panitan says that's why the government has used the current state of emergency to shut down some of those media and block some 8,000 websites. The government has also jailed hundreds of red shirts, many without charge. This has drawn criticism from international human rights groups who say the current state of emergency should be lifted. The government says it's doing so, but province by province. And Panitan says there will be an election by the end of next year when this government's term ends. The Red Shirts have called current Prime Minister Apisad Vejjajiva an anti-democratic dictator and worse. But Apisad is an elected member of parliament, and Parliament elected him to be prime minister after the winning parties that supported Thaksin were disqualified for buying votes. Apisad has promised to abide by Thailand's constitution and democratic process in returning Thailand to stability. One of his supporters, medical doctor Thun Sutisawong, says what he considers anti-democratic were the red shirts' aggressive attempts to bring down the government. They called it peaceful, But video footage shows some of their supporters in black shirts used guns and grenades and were responsible for some of the 90 deaths over 2 months of protests. Tun says after the first burst of violence in April, he started leading protests calling for an end to the red shirt protests. Days later, he says, armed paramilitary supporters of the red shirts burst into the hospital where he worked. He wasn't there at the time. He says he still worries about his safety because the problem hasn't gone away.
Red shirts still waiting for the opportunity to fight back.
Now, how do you know this?
My team, my colleagues live in rural area and listen to discussion talk in the rural area, so they know that.
And Bangkok police say yesterday they arrested a former soldier trying to set explosives. They say he told them he'd been trained by red shirt supporters. The government says it has intelligence suggesting there will be more bombs, like the two that went off in heavily trafficked parts of Bangkok last week. To move beyond all this, Tun says, one thing is necessary.
We have to stop hate among Thai. And hate among Thai or any country can destroy the country. So it's not a politics at all right now, it's a hate. And as a Thai, I love my country and look at this big problem clearly. That's a hate.
Some of the red shirt supporters say it's inequality and the unlawful ousting of Thaksin in the first place. Beneath it all is the looming question of what happens when the revered but ailing King of Thailand, now 83, is no longer around, with fears the transition will bring its own turbulence. Meanwhile, Thailand's politics remain dangerously polarized, and tensions that boiled over this spring still threaten efforts to return to a state of what both sides say they want, peace and democracy. For The World, I'm Mary Kay Magstead, Bangkok.